Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Seamus McGrattan is a Sinn Féin councillor in Dublin City Council and he's chair of Dublin City Council's Finance Strategic Policy Committee. Seamus, what can you tell us, please, about this idea that you and the other three local authorities have for a tourist tax?
Good evening, Matt. Thanks for having me on. This is something we've looked at for a number of years. It originally started when we looked at different income streams and options available to the City Council. We've had different problems with funding over a number of years, so we looked at a number of different issues, and this is one of the ideas we decided to go with, and we did some research into it, and we looked at it where it was brought in other cities, and it seems to have been successful. So We've been in discussion with central government. We require legislation to bring this in. There didn't seem to be any appetite originally from government to bring it in. So what we've done now is we've decided to team up with the other three local authorities in Dublin because there seems to be common ground on how we do this. So we're looking at this now to set up a working group to maybe get in contact with the government again to see is there any change in attitude. There seems to be some different soundings coming out from government just around briefing notes that have been issued in recent times. So we're hoping that we can begin this debate, and it would be just at the start of a debate to get the ball rolling to see could we bring in such an initiative.
Well, how do you envisage it working?
Well, again, in other cities, the way it works is there's a flat rate charge of either say 1% or a €1 charge on people that use hotel accommodation in Dublin, and that money goes directly to the local authorities. It would then up to us to provide, better services, better maintained city for people. So in other cities where it's worked, feedback is from people that they're happy to make a contribution to a city where they stay. So with that money, if we could ring fence that money to make it a better overall experience for people that visit Dublin.
So, for example, if somebody pays €200 on their bill on checking out of a hotel, they'd get an extra €2 added to it, and the hotel, having collected that €2, would hand it on to the local council.
Yeah, that would be how it works. But the important thing would be that people would know in advance when they're booking the district there. We wouldn't want people to be hit when they're actually paying the bill. So it would be flagged well in advance that this is the charge. So it's either a €1 or a 1% flat charge.
And would it apply to everybody who stays in the hotel? The reason I ask that is, I mean, maybe would it apply a different rate or no rate at all for maybe somebody who's a resident in the country, say somebody who's up for the match at the weekend and comes up from Kerry or Cork or Galway, or somebody who comes from across the border, would they be treated the same as an American tourist or a European tourist coming to the country?
Yes, it would be the same. So it wouldn't discriminate against anyone. So anyone that would be staying in Dublin would be asking to pay that charge, yes.
Okay, stay on the line, Seamus. I've got Paul Gallagher here, Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. Would your members have any bother collecting this particular money and then handing it over to the local council?
I believe there's a different mechanism to generate additional rates for local authorities, and that's by changing the multiplier on all commercial rates. That's the most simple way to do it. And it's much more equitable because everybody who runs a business in the city will pay. So a taxi driver, he doesn't pay, but a restaurant, pub, an attraction, myself, we'd all end up paying through higher rates. So that's really where I think it's probably the most sensible place. I mean, Seamus is on the radio here saying that, this money would deliver better standards or better environment for the use of visitors and citizens alike. We introduced a BIDS, a Dublin Business Improvement District, about 13 years ago. Additional 5% was charged on all ratepayers on certain streets across the capital. Hotels pay an extra €1 million in additional rates for that very reason. And here we are now, 13 years later, that money hasn't fixed the problem. So my view would be that there'll be no incremental benefit will be realised by this additional money. That the city won't be any cleaner, it won't be any better, we won't notice the difference.
What do you say to that, Seamus?
Well, there's a couple of things. Like we're not asking businesses, we're not asking hotels to pay this. We would be asking tourists and visitors to pay this. So it's not that we're targeting hotels with this. We would expect that the
it's not a charge on business; it's a charge on the consumer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and just on the bids, like the bids has been effective in it's generally based on the city centre, and it has been effective in changing the cleanliness of the inner city core. But it's not. It is as Paul says, confined to certain streets. So it's not. It doesn't affect the suburbs or other parts of the city.
Okay, a lot of listeners coming in with comments. Colm says, I stay in a Dublin hotel 3 nights a week for work. I work in construction. Does the council want to drive construction workers out of the capital? Would you make your decision, change your decision, Colm, about coming to Dublin for an extra €1 in every 100 that you pay? Then we have, there's loads of them coming in. Dublin's expensive enough already. You lose tourism by making the city more expensive yet again. Madness, the city will lose out. Every hotel, bar, restaurant and taxi driver will suffer with the lower number of tourists overall. Would you not fear that, Seamus, that you might drive down tourist numbers?
Well, no, that's not what we're looking to do at all, Matt. Like, it's not in our interest to try to stop tourism. We want to try and, you know, enhance tourism. We want to get more numbers coming in, but we want to provide a better service when they do come here. There's no evidence in other cities across Europe where they've introduced this that has decreased numbers. So, like, there isn't evidence to say that. I understand people are reluctant to this. It is a change, but it has worked well, and it would. It would give us a chance to provide, you know, an enhanced overall experience for people that are coming to the city. We would be able to provide a cleaner, better maintained city. Like, we'd say, increased public toilets. We could look at all different things that people need.
But don't you have other ways to raise that money? I mean, you could, for example, not have the discount on the local property tax, which would give you money, or you could do what Paul has suggested: is just marginally increase the amount of money you take from rates.
Well, to be honest, man, we're looking at all options. The rates, we have increased rates. There's been slight increases in rates in the last couple of budgets. And like, the problem with rate increases, it disproportionately affects smaller businesses as well. So, you know, and all businesses are struggling coming out of COVID. So there is a reduction in footfall in the city centre. So we don't want to affect that either. The issue with the LPT, you know, I'd fundamentally be against the local property tax because it's a tax on a family home. But, you know, putting that aside, there's very little certainty around the local property tax for Dublin City Council. The last couple of years, the central government did away with the equalisation fund, where 20% of our money went down to councils around the country. We were expecting an increase in money. That didn't happen. The extra money that was raised through the LPT was just replaced the central government grant somewhere else. So there's no guarantee. In July of this year, we will set the LPT rate again. We don't know when it comes to our budget in November what money we get then back from central government. So there's no guarantee for us that that would increase money. You know, the rates is something we're looking at. We're looking at all options. You know, we're currently reviewing our own housing rents. So it's across the board. This is not one thing we just decided to wake up and look at. We are looking at every income stream available to the city council, and reviewing them all. And like, the basic point of this, Matt, is, and I spoke with Paul earlier on the radio, like, this is about a shortfall in funding from central government. And if Dublin City Council and other councils were adequately funded, we wouldn't be looking at this. But like, we are where we are today. And
there's a listener, Seamus, who says it seems like the council wants the tourists to provide the funding for clean streets in Dublin. Another one says it would be cruel to increase rates. Businesses already pay tax on every cent earned, plus rates. The city taxes in all European cities, nobody has an issue with it when they go abroad. Do they not? Does it not actually turn you off going back to somewhere? I was in Las Vegas last year in the States and got hit with this tax at the end when paying a bill, and it sort of leaves a taste in the mouth. Oh, can we have spent enough money without actually having to spend a little bit more again on top of it all? Okay, Paul Gallagher, there's also listeners saying that there's already a tourist tax in Dublin for hotels. It's called price gouging by the hotels themselves when events are announced and prices skyrocket. Another good reason not to stay in Dublin. Because a lot of Dublin hotels do seem to engage in what might be called dynamic pricing, don't they?
Yeah, I think people generally are not aware really of what the reality on the ground is. And the media make a big deal about rates during the summer because it's easy media feed. You hear stories of 1,000 euros for a room. I mean, I can tell you, and there's an independent report done by Crowe, that average rates in Dublin on peak night demand, and there are relatively few of those now because we're well past peak nights, would only rise by about 23%. And that is actually lower than other cities around Europe where there are peak night demands. The average rate for Irish hotels all of last year was 175 euros net, all year. There aren't 1,000 euro room nights every night of the week. So I think that I need to debunk that. The thing that's important to think is 42% of all nights stayed in hotels are by domestic citizens, people who live here. So any tax at all...
Somebody who's coming up for a game in Croke Park or the Aviva or who's going to a concert or in many cases where a lot of people are commuting for work as well.
Yeah, they'll all be occupied by people who live here. And the other thing that's kind of odd, we have a reluctance by the city to deal with the short-term rental problem, which is a whole load of people doing business out of bedrooms and houses. And we want a register.
Airbnb?
Yeah, we want a register established.
Okay, well, that's something
else.
It won't
be equitable if they all stay hidden. I mean, they are accommodating visitors also.
Okay, last word to you. Seamus Grattan, Sinn Féin councillor in Dublin City Council. How much money is it reckoned that this would raise for Dublin City Council alone if it was to be introduced a 1% levy?
Well, the research we did back in 2022, Matt, showed that a 1% charge would bring in about 12 million for the city.
Okay, Seamus McGrattan, thank you. Paul Gallagher, Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.